We're in Studio City. I'm Mark Strassman. This is thebooksite.net, and we're about to talk to Earl Hamner, who's just written The Avocado Drive Zoo. Welcome to thebooksite.net.
Hi, Mark. The Avocado Drive Zoo, I should explain, is actually my family and my home, and it tells of the events during the years that I was producing a television show called The Waltons and another one called Falcon Crest. The book is about animals and our relationship with animals and how pets can enrich your life, but they aren't just little animal stories. They have a point. They have a focus. They're not just little sweet stories.
Well, we're going to talk about some of them. I wanted to talk a little bit about the autobiographical quality of this book, which is kind of an autobiography nestled amongst animal stories. At the beginning of the book, you talk about how reading books was your outlet into the larger world, and how the places and people and ideas in these books were transmuted into your imagination. Later, your work became converting your life into works of imagination. Say something about how that process worked sort of for you, both as consumer and producer.
Well, books have been extremely important in my life. Ironically, when I was growing up, we were quite poor. We lived during the Depression, and we lived in the backwoods of Virginia. There were two books in my family. My father had a copy of a book called The History of Beekeeping, of all things, and my mother had a copy of the Bible. I read both of them, and I must say the Bible was much more instructive, and I know more about the Bible than I do about beekeeping. But I was fascinated with books from my earliest times. There was a woman in the neighborhood who decided that we should establish a library, and she sent away with appeals for books to Richmond and Washington and New York, and they came, and in this impoverished community, we actually established a library. So I not only loved books, but I possessed them. And it also possessed my life, because my earliest ambition was to be a writer, and I have at this point in my life, I'm an extremely old person. I've written everything from matchbooks to parades. I once actually wrote the Macy's New York Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I think I'm better known for other items. At a point, I had to decide what I was going to write about. And somehow I have always been fascinated with the family unit, which Lord knows is necessary. It's the organization that keeps us stable, that gives us rituals, that gives us the skills with which we can live. And my own family seemed to me especially interesting. My father was a wayward, fallen away Baptist. My mother was an extremely bright but observant Christian from the Baptist Church, and we were raised in that environment. And it was a sturdy kind of substantial background. And I tried to project that in the books that I have written. And then there was another development in my writing, that from loving books and then possessing them, then to writing them and having them like children in your holding in your hand, they then became, in several instances, television and film, so that the projection of the same family, which was a real family, then a book family, then a film family, then a television family. I have to say that my family has been remarkably patient with me. By all rights, they should have sued me years ago for invasion of privacy. But it's a very good feeling and very satisfying feeling to have been able to share this vision of this one family in books, in films, in television, in magazines, all over the world, as a matter of fact. The television series, The Waltons, it was called, specifically reached an incredible audience of, I was in Greece once, and someone came running in the library and said, Grandma Walton is on the on the television talking Greek. But another time I was in Vienna, and I was interviewed by a Viennese journalist who said that he was always interested by the interest in the television series the Waltons, and he asked several school children where they thought Walton's Mountain was, and the response was that they